Brian Quinn's here with business. He's just climbed out from under the desk, haven't you, Brian?
I forgot my mask. Sorry. Yeah.
He started with a flurry of trade deals between Southeast Asian nations and the US that seemed to heavily favour one side.
Indeed, Stuart. I'll let you guess which side that is. Donald Trump's visit to Kuala Lumpur for the ASEAN summit this past weekend saw the unveiling of trade agreements with Malaysia and Cambodia, as well as frameworks for deals with Thailand and Vietnam. In those, Trump seems to have gotten most of what he wanted, the removal of trade barriers and increased market access for U.S. exports, for example. In return, the four Southeast Asian countries do not appear to have gotten much relief from the 19 and 20% tariffs that Trump has slapped on their exports, apart from a few limited exemptions. Meanwhile, they are expected to buy significant amounts of American goods under those deals, Malaysia alone committing to buy $150 billion worth of American data center equipment and aerospace goods. And some Western analysts are concerned that the lopsided deals will push ASEAN countries towards Beijing. Tuesday saw ASEAN and China sign an update to their existing free trade agreement. The 11-member bloc is China's biggest trade partner. Chinese premier taking a swipe at the U.S. at that signing ceremony. Here he is.
Unilateralism and protectionism have severely disrupted the international economic and trade order. External forces continue to interfere in this region, and many countries have been unfairly subjected to high tariffs. The more difficult the situation becomes, the more firmly we must stay united and strengthen ourselves.
Now, here in France, the ongoing budget debate in Parliament is dominating the news, already bringing some bad news, though, for the country's biggest corporations, this.
So the French government, of course, as we know, scrambling to find new revenues to try and rein in the largest budget deficit in the Eurozone. On Tuesday, the government proposed an amendment to the 2026 budget that will keep taxes on the profits of the country's largest companies in place. Temporary surcharges were due to expire at the end of this year. Instead, French firms with revenues of more than 3 billion euros will see their effective tax rate on profits drop slightly from 35% down to 33.8%, while those with less than 2 billion in revenues will see their rate go from 30.1% down to 26.25%. That motion passed with support from Parliament's left-wing parties, despite opposition from the right and far right. Some good news for companies. Meanwhile, the corporate value added tax was lowered. The government is trying to eventually eliminate that one altogether. For service workers, a tax exemption for tips is set to be extended for 3 years. Lawmakers say just how much that will cost the government is difficult to calculate. Take a listen.
When tips are paid in cash, they are untraceable. So if we try to tax them, it creates serious accounting problems. It gets very complicated, and that's one reason why we'd rather just continue to de-tax them.
So, markets, what are we seeing today then, Brian?
Asian indexes are mostly in the red on Tuesday. So the Nikkei in Tokyo retreating a bit from record highs. It closed down more than 0.5%. Hong Kong in similar territory. Asian markets have seen big gains amid expectations for a U.S.-China trade deal to be announced in the coming days. A bit of pullback on Tuesday as we wait to see what exactly comes of the upcoming meeting between Donald Trump and Xi Jinping in South Korea. Here in Europe, meanwhile, a mixed bag at the open. The FTSE in London starting the day just barely in positive territory. The CAC 40 here in Paris and the DAX in Frankfurt off by a few tenths of a percent at the open.
Finally for business, the ongoing U.S. government shutdown is having some painful effects now right across the country.
Well, that government shutdown now coming up on the one-month mark as Democrats try to force Republicans to extend federal health care subsidies to avoid massive cost increases on annual premiums for private purchasers of insurance plans. Meanwhile, many social programs that rely on federal funding, including food assistance and airline services, are set to run out of money. Gabrielle Nadler has this story.
At food banks in the U.S., staff report seeing new faces as furloughed and fired federal workers go without a paycheck while the government remains shut down.
Normally, I would get paid today. I don't have no paycheck in my account. I still have bills that are due. I have a family that I have to take care of. So it's a lot of uncertainty that comes along with this.
The problem is expected to get worse. Come November 1st, tens of millions of Americans who rely on food aid from the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, will not receive benefits, which renew monthly, unless Congress makes a deal to reopen the government. The Trump administration will not use $5 billion in contingency funds to distribute benefits, as some lawmakers had hoped, according to a Department of Agriculture memo.
What we know about food insecurity in this country is that volunteer food pantries like ours and others cannot meet the need. SNAP is an essential piece of meeting the food need in the United States. And SNAP is being cut. It's very tragic. And so we are concerned about sustainability.
SNAP is only one of several programs that will run out of money starting Saturday. Head Start, a program funding health, nutrition, and education services for over 800,000 children under six, and Essential Air Service, which subsidizes airline services to small communities, are also expected to run out of funding.
Brian, thanks so much. Brian Quinn with Business News for us on France 24.